This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A handful of Coloradans will be guests at tonight's State of the Union address. As CPR's Caitlin Kim reports, their presence helps highlight key policy issues of the state's congressional lawmakers.
Democratic Senator Michael Bennett has invited rancher Paul Bruchet to spotlight the stakes of the Western mega drought. Freshman Democrat Yadira Caraveo is bringing a local business owner, Liliana Soto, to focus on help for working-class families and the need to lower costs for small business owners. Meanwhile, for Democratic Congressmembers Jason Crow and Joe Neguse, preventing gun violence continues to be a top priority. Their guests, Richard Fierro and Ellen Mahoney, have both had their lives altered by mass shootings. And GOP Representative Lauren Boebert will bring Colorado Mesa University President John Marshall to highlight higher and vocational education. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
State lawmakers may eliminate standardized social studies tests in elementary and middle schools. The tests are only given to about a third of students to gauge how the state is doing overall. Teacher and Democratic State Senator Janice Marchman is sponsoring a bill to do away with them. She says the tests add to student and teacher stress without helping them master the subject.
When it comes to the CMAS testing, the iReady, those types of computerized tests that are so standardized, so many students struggle. Students who have the ability, but when they test, they don't do it well.
When the tests are given, they cost the state about $1 million a year. Look for highs in the 40s today across Denver. This is CPR News. It's 3:06.